All right, it is time now for today's daily devotional, and this week we've been focusing on diving into Christ. And today we're going to talk about being fully submerged, and our scripture comes from Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So we've been comparing diving as it relates into Christianity this week. And we've talked about breaking the surface and letting go of your burdens and being anchored in the Word. And we've learned what it means to overflow with Christ. But today we come to the most important step, and that's remaining fully submerged. To dive is one thing. To stay under, breathe deep, and live from a new place, that's what transformation looks like. When a person's baptized, they are fully submerged in water as a symbol of dying to their old self and rising again in new life. And this is the heart of the Christian walk, not dipping in and out of faith, but letting Jesus just saturate every part of who we are. So being fully submerged in faith means letting Christ shape your identity, not culture or comparison, allowing him into your decisions and relationships and struggles, and refusing to separate what they call the church you from the real world you, trusting him in both the storms and in the still waters. And when you live fully submerged, well, you begin to see the world a little differently. You respond differently, you love deeper, and even when you're misunderstood or challenged, you're not shaken because your life is hidden in Christ. This is not the end of your dive. It's the beginning of an ongoing, lifelong immersion into grace, truth, love, and purpose. And you won't always get it right, trust me, but you'll never be alone in the journey. Just like divers who have to adjust to the pressure of the water as they go deeper, spiritually, the deeper you go in Christ, the more pressure you may feel. But God is faithful to equip you and stand strong under it. The deeper the dive, the greater the transformation. So today we're asking the question, have we truly given every part of our life to Jesus, or are we holding back certain areas? And what does a fully submerged life look like for us personally? As we go to you in prayer today, Lord, we don't want to go back to shallow faith. We want to live fully submerged in your love, grace, and truth. Take every part of us, our hopes and fears and time and future, and use it for your glory. Let our lives be living proof that you are real and that you satisfy. Keep us diving deeper every day in your Word. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.